Trend number 6, commercial spaceflight goes mainstream. The mission of space travel has evolved over its brief history, changing to meet the different needs of the time. Initially, it became part of the Cold War propaganda battle to determine which superpower had the better technology and know-how. Ultimately, the U.S. won that round. The next phase was a time when the repeatability of round trips to low Earth orbit was proven. With the grounding of the space shuttle program, that phase ended. The third phase, which we are just entering, will focus on exploration, particularly missions beyond Earth orbit to asteroids and even Mars. Research will be a key objective of all of these missions, but an equally important goal of this era will be to make all space travel a lot less expensive. In the first two phases, although commercial enterprises were leveraged for equipment and spaceship components, it was NASA, a government body, which ran the show. Moving forward, this will change radically. Already, NASA is outsourcing trips to space by paying Russia more than $60 million per seat to get our astronauts into space. NASA is looking to private commercial companies to provide this same service for less. The agency wants to offload routine low Earth orbit spaceflight operations to commercial industry, outsourcing it just as large companies contract all sorts of services from IT to payroll. The movement of freight will be the first service to be contracted, with the shuttling of astronauts to and from the space station coming later this decade, perhaps as early as 2017. These commercial ventures will eventually grow to serve non-governmental entities as well. They will provide platforms for research, orbital and suborbital delivery of payloads, civilian rides into space, and eventually out-of-this-world vacations. To help encourage the commercial space industry, NASA has been spending an increasing amount of money. In 2009, it invested $50 million in a program called the Commercial Crew Development Program, and in 2011, it paid out another $270 million. Future grants are expected to reach $500 million, but the goal is to help create a U.S. space industry that will in turn save NASA tens of billions of dollars on future space missions. That's why Congress is committing $1.2 billion toward the program in 2012 and another $1 billion in 2013. As Kirsten Bross Grantham, a spokesman for SpaceX, puts it, the government needs technology and they are paying companies to develop that tech. Currently, a number of companies are lining up to be among those providers. They are producing bona fide products and technologies, and SpaceX has actually achieved orbital flight. Here's a review of 7 companies and the government funding they've received so far. 1. Blue Origin, located in Kent, Washington, was founded by Amazon.com founder Jeff Bezos. In 2011, the company received $22 million to work on a spaceflight design. It has plans to build a conical spaceship that will carry both cargo and crew. 2. The Sierra Nevada Corporation of Louisville, Colorado, was the recipient of $80 million. Its design for a vehicle resembles a NASA concept from the early 1980s. Called the Dream Chaser, it looks very much like a miniature space shuttle. 3. Boeing's Space Division, headquartered in Houston, Texas, has a proven history in rocket building. It has teamed with Bigelow Aerospace, a company that plans to help create a space tourism industry by providing modular orbiting hotels. Together, these companies have received $92.3 million for a variety of projects. 4. The Paragon Space Development Corporation of Tucson, Arizona, is developing an environmental control and life support unit with the $1.4 million it was awarded. 5. United Launch Alliance, located in Centennial, Colorado, is using a $6.7 million award to develop a monitoring system that will provide an early warning if there is an impending catastrophic rocket failure. The company will use the system on its proven Atlas V and Delta IV rockets. 6. Utah-based Alliant Tech Systems, or ATK, submitted a rocket design called Liberty in a second round of NASA's Commercial Crew Development Program in 2011, but was not selected to receive money. Undeterred, this aerospace company that built the solid rocket boosters for the space shuttle is moving ahead without government funding. And 7, the company that has received the most money and also has achieved actual orbital operation and recovery is SpaceX of Hawthorne, California. The company has received $381 million to date, and it stands to receive an additional $15 million based on reaching key milestones in building a replacement spacecraft. SpaceX has developed a capsule called the Dragon that is designed to carry passengers, and a rocket called the Falcon that launches the capsule. In May 2012, SpaceX conducted a successful 9-day test mission of the Falcon and Dragon system. After a virtually perfect launch, the spacecraft orbited for 3 days before it approached the space station, where it was engaged by a robotic arm and secured to the station. The Dragon did not arrive empty-handed. It delivered 1,100 pounds of food, water, and equipment. For the return trip, it was loaded up with nearly 1,400 pounds of old space station equipment and some scientific samples. After being released, it made a bullseye splashdown 6 hours later, 500 miles off Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. This was the second successful test of a Dragon capsule. In December 2010, it completed a solo test mission. This successful SpaceX mission may mark the beginning of a new era of space exploration, where commercial space companies play increasingly significant roles. Elon Musk, the CEO and chief designer at SpaceX, offers an interesting perspective. "I think perhaps there are some parallels to the Internet in the mid-90s, where the Internet was created as a government endeavor, but then the introduction of commercial companies really accelerated the growth of the Internet." Given this trend, consider the following forecasts. First, commercial spaceflight will be a resounding success. It is our belief that not only can private enterprise do anything government can do, it can do it better, cheaper, and faster. For example, the ATK Liberty project is reducing the cost of spaceflight by operating as a highly efficient company. It is nimble and avoids the bloated layers that are found at many of the large aerospace companies that have been building rockets and spacecraft for 50 years. Part of this efficiency comes from doing what private enterprise does best, partnering with other companies that offer synergy. For ATK, those companies are Lockheed Martin and Astrium of North America. These three partners share a commitment to turning a profit as well as solving technical problems. This attitude will lead to a drop in costs, which will enable the market to grow. Meanwhile, government programs will be able to focus on defense and pure research work, which are unsuited to private sector business models. And second, harnessing entrepreneurship to advance the spaceflight program will give the U.S. an opportunity to build an unassailable lead in this industry. Now that private industry is jumping into the game, we'll be able to unleash the power of free enterprise to create spaceflight solutions that bureaucrats are simply incapable of envisioning. These solutions will inevitably be better, cheaper, and faster. SpaceX is a perfect example. Although the company has received funding from NASA, it receives large investments from private sources. As a result, it is run like a lean startup. In spite of this, or perhaps because of this, SpaceX will soon surpass Russia as the number one producer of rocket engines in the world. And the U.S. commercial space industry has only been launched recently.